Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my name is Bill Moss. I'm your host. Deborah's our co-host. Welcome to American Patriots Have Responded. I'm the founder of Citizens Against Terrorism. If you're interested in finding our organization, you can go to the website at citizensagainstterrorism.org. You can find out a little bit about us. If you're interested in joining, you can go to the Facebook rally point at the top. Hit the button. It'll take you to our Facebook page. You can hit the join button. And at that point, we will process your request. We do a little background on you before we approve you. And at that point, if you want to become a full member of the association and be an active member, then you will get directions on what to do at that point. Today's show is being sponsored by Jeff's Sporting Goods, located about a half mile north of London, Kentucky, just past Hal Rogers Parkway, about a half mile on North Lowell Road at the Green Roof Plaza. Jeff has trailer accessories, archery equipment, guns, ammo, fishing tackle, and more. Call Jeff at 606-877-2442. Today, we're starting an investigation called Mutiny USA. It's a special investigation. It's going to take us a while. And as we go through this investigation, we're going to keep you up to date with what we're learning as we're going. This is important because we have a very tense situation in our country right now. There's a lot of division. There's a lot of hatred, a lot of anger, and a lot of destruction. And we can't allow this to continue in our country. Today, we're going to start exposing the people, the politics, the organizations, the facts. We're going to start exposing the money train. We're going to start exposing all this. It's going to take a while, but if you will bear with us every night, you will learn something different. One of the most important things, I think, Deb, is to realize how many organizations are involved on this. Do you think so?
I think that yesterday you had brought up in the 50s, 59. I'm looking at, in my research, I'm looking at over 100. That's 80 that we found today, and an additional probably 20 to 50. This is a deep, deep rabbit hole. I would say the center of the earth and beyond.
Well, there's a organization that's got a lot of these groups pulled together, and I think we're going to find out as we go there's going to be a lot more that's tied up in this. But the first organization I want to talk about is an alliance of resistance efforts, of resistance organizations in our country. This is the Democracy Alliance Resistance Effort. This we found out was, Deb, tell us who we found out was the founder of this and about a couple, him and another member, what we found out today.
Money trail goes back to George Soros, and that's not hypothetical. That is everywhere. I've even found it on Wikipedia. We can trust that because Wikipedia is not going to put down something that you know, that damages one side or the other, especially one side. And then, by the way, we've got Tom Steyer, the billionaire, involved as well. Those are two of the big names. George Soros, of course, being the founder. Can I say the founder again?
Yes, you can. I mean, it's in Wikipedia. I believe it was also on his webpage. I won't say that for certain until I go back and look at it. But he is listed as the founder according to Wikipedia. Anybody wants to go Wikipedia, they can go in and type in Democracy Alliance. I believe that's what you typed, wasn't it? And
oh, yeah.
They can bring that up.
Absolutely. And there's multiple, Bill, there's multiple places that can this can be found, that people can search for it.
Well, we saw one article that said that there was 80 organizations under him. The page that we printed off has got, I think it's 70, 71 different ones. And I want to name these organizations off because people need to know who's involved in this and this is not just the thing against the president. It's not just the thing against the Republican Party or the Democrat Party. This is the thing that is against the whole fabric of our nation. It's set out to destroy our nation, to take down our Constitution, to set up a Marxist society here. We've heard so many of them, say they want socialism, they want communism, and this all ties together. But what we found when we started this investigation, we have financial institutions around the world involved in this. We found out that we have actors from around the world, foreign actors, that's involved in this in our country. We found out that there was one foreign actor worked with a couple politicians to make our law. What does a foreign British broadcasting company, political mediaist or whatever he was, I forget. Do you remember what his title was, Deborah? I don't want to say for sure.
I can find it and get back to you, but it was involving the BBC. He is out of London. I've got his name notated here, and I think I can give it to you pretty quick. I'll check that out. Let's see. Continue, and I will jump in and give you the update on that. Yeah.
So anyway, we've got these foreign actors that's coming out of Canada, Nigeria, Nairobi, Kenya, South Africa, all over the world, the United Kingdom, that are getting involved in what's going on in here and trying to turn us into a Marxist society. And over the course of this investigation, we're going to bring this all out, and we're going to name the names. We're going to name the institutions, the financial institutions. We're going to name the organizations that are involved in this, and we're going to explain more of it as we go. But I want to just name off these organizations just on this page that we printed out from Wikipedia, I believe it was, that tells us some of the organizations involved. Center for Community Change, Center for Popular Democracy, Color of Change, Coworker.org, Tech Worker Support Career Civil Servants, Faith in Public Life, Healthcare for America Now, Magenta, Millions of Jobs, MoveOn.org, NDWA, and that's a hard one for me to make out. It's National, it's real fine print here, National Domestic Workers Association, Organization for Action, People's Action, People's Defense, PICO National Network, Planned Parenthood, Hashtag Resist, Safety Net Defense Fund, United We Dream, Working America, Working Families, ACLU, Advancement Project, Brennan Center of Justice, for Justice, Demos Fair, National Immigration Law Center, Emergent Fund, Women Affect Fund, America Oversight, Backers of Hate, Crew, Map the Power, Swamp Watch, United to Protect, Americans for Financial Reform, Center for American Progress, Center on Budget and Policy Properties, National Employment Law Project, American Votes, Catalyst, Flippable, Knock Every Door, Resistance Calendar, Resistance Summer, Sister District, Swing Left, Give Career, Daily Action, Daily Grab Back, FiveCalls.org, Indivisible, People Power, Ready to Resist, Hashtag Resist Trump Tuesdays, Stand Up America, Town Hall Project, Wall of Us, Media Matters for America, Priorities USA, Progress Now, Ballot Initiative, Action Network, Amplify, Higher Ground, New Left, New Media Ventures, March for Science, People's Climate March, Women's March DC, Pantsuit Nation, Pushback, and I'm having to read this with a magnifying glass. Prologue. Now, these are just the ones that showed up on Wikipedia under the Democracy Alliance Resistance Efforts. These are the ones that show on Wikipedia underneath the organization Democracy Alliance Resistance Efforts that is founded by George Soros. Now, Deborah, you've got some more. I don't know who's founded them yet. I don't think we've dug into them to find out. But these are other organizations that are coming in. Are you ready to give us some of them? I want the people to know how bad and how many groups are in on this. Because they're in all 50 states, right? I mean, it says they're in all 50 states.
Oh, they're all over the world, and I don't want to correct you, but I gave you the wrong information. That color-coded map is a resistance map that was developed by the DA, and we did, our team found that on an article that was well-founded, and this thing was let's put it this way, it was underground. It is a viable map. It's got the Democracy Alliance Resistance Efforts on the side. I'm sure if I went to the Democracy Alliance website, this is where this was found. And then let me read you the organizations that are funded actually through Wikipedia, their listing. So that what you read off was the 70 groups on their actual color-coded map with their icons. That's why I was.
But
so
this is growing
to,
daily. We're finding more and more involved every day, right?
Oh, no. Yeah, let me give you the organizations on the Democracy Alliance. Advancement Project, America Votes, a lot of election issues, a lot of voting issues. And we've got more. I hope you're going to bring up something about the ballots. American Constitution Society, Americans for Financial Reform, Ballot Initiative Strategy Center, Brennan Center for Justice, Catalyst Center for American Progress, Center for Community Change, Center for Popular Democracy, Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, Color of Change, Constitutional Accountability Center, DEMOS, Economic Policy Institute, Issue One, Leading Green, League of Conservative Voters. That's funny. It doesn't sound very conservative, some of these directions. Natural Resources Defense Council, Media Matters for America, National Employment Law Project, National People's Action, New Media Ventures, Organizing for Action, PICO, Progress Now, Roosevelt Institute, State Innovation Exchange, State Voices, Wellstone Action, Working American, Working Families Party. Now, out of that 30 or so that I read off, that does not include the Nation, the Leadership Conference on Civil Human Rights, the National Media, Indivisible Project, and Citizens United Action Fund, Republicans for the Rule of Law, which I don't know what that means, Stand Up Republican, Nonpartisan National Task Force on Election Crisis, Sunrise Movement, Protect the Results, Integrity Project, Public Citizen, DA Democracy Alliance, Next Gen America. And can I just say before you go on, Bill, that you mentioned hashtag resist on your color-coded map. That sounded like something I read on the White House Siege Adbuster their special tactical briefing that we went into for 3 days. So there's what I have so far.
Okay. So you can see the size of this organization. And like I say, these organizations just keep compiling together. They keep compacting together. And they're pulling together in order to do what we're going to tell you about as we move on. I don't want to give up where we're getting our information right now. But at the end of this, I will let you know where this all started. Because if we put it out now, it could be pulled. It could be taken away to where we couldn't get a hold of it. So we don't want to give up that source right now. But that source led us to a page called The Nation. And we got to looking into it. It was supposed to be nonpartisan, but our investigations found out different, okay? The board of directors, we're still digging into that. I don't think we have that yet, do we, Deborah? The director of National Intelligence, that's something different. I'll get back to that in a little bit. The Nation, the editor is D.D. Guttenplan, Guttenplan. Its first issue was printed July 6th of 1865. This started out as an abolitionist newspaper. And when it closed, The Nation came out. It's based in New York City. It's the oldest continually published weekly magazine in the United States. It covers progressive political and cultural news, opinion, and analysis. Okay, it was founded in July 6th of 1865, as I said earlier. It has bureaus in Washington, D.C., London, and South Africa. Now, what is interesting in this is D.C.'s our capital. London and South Africa keep coming up in our investigation. And we're finding that some of the big players, some of the financial players, some of the people that's, you know, affecting our laws in our country are actually in London and South Africa. It's a left-leaning tabloid, according to Wikipedia, and it's in opposition to the New York Post after the owner, Dorothy Schiff, had sold it or passed away or whatever. It was bought by Robert Murdoch for $30.5 million. Murdoch, you might know him from Fox News station. Murdoch turned it into a conservative news site. The interesting thing about the editor about the Nation is almost every editor of the Nation from its founder, Henry Villard, who bought it out in 1861 to the 1970s, was looked at for subversive activity. Now think about this. This particular publication has been looked at for over 100 years for subversive activity. In the 1950s, the Nation was attacked as a pro-communist paper because of its advocacy for the Dante with the Soviet Union. Okay, so in 1950s, it was literally attacked as a pro-communist publication. In 2015, President Barack Obama sang accolades to the Nation. He really liked the Nation. And in 2016, it endorsed Bernie Sanders, who's self-proclaimed communist. And in March 2nd of this year, they also endorsed Bernie. To this point, all this information I've given you is from Wikipedia. Okay, this is not something we've dug around a whole lot to find. This is something you can go in and find yourself. Now we're going to go digging deeper into it as things go. About a month ago, there was an article printed that George Soros is behind the huge coalition of advocacy groups that we've been talking to you about. And the goal is to launch a movement if the candidate, the Democrat candidate they want to win, does not win the presidential election of November 3rd. Now, let me say, we do not endorse any candidate. We do not support any candidate. We do not oppose any candidate. We are neutral. That is the nature of our organization. We are bringing you this information, and when we get into it, believe me, there's going to be people on both sides of the aisle that are involved. We done found that out. But we are a neutral organization. We have to be because of the nature of what we are and the fact that we're 501c3. We're waiting on the final determination on it now. But we are able now to operate as a 501c3, which is waiting on the paperwork. But we don't want to get you to thinking that we're for the Democrats or we're for the Republicans. Deborah and I's commentary, when we make commentary, that's our personal opinions. They have nothing to do with the organization. That is not how the organization works. Inside our organization, we allow no discussion on politics, religion, or race. It's divisive. We don't want that in our organization because we serve all people of all faiths, of all colors, of all nations that are in this country, in our communities. We serve our communities. We don't make any difference in how we take care of people. If we're in a situation where we're helping the police and there's violence in the street, we protect whoever's being attacked. We don't care if it's Black Lives Matters or if it's Ku Klux Klan or it's just main plain man and woman walking down the street, black or white, or yellow or brown. We don't care. We're there just to protect our communities, protect the lives, and protect other people. And we do not, as an organization, involve ourselves in politics. This is a current event show. We do have to deal with politics sometimes because it's a current event show. And like I say, our commentaries are strictly our own personal opinions, and they have nothing to do with organizations. This coalition that we're finding out about is planning to launch a massive movement if the Democratic candidate doesn't win, as I said. This is a combination of grassroots organizations. If you've heard us read out the different organizations, and they are in all 50 states. But like Deb said, they're even in other parts of the world. This thing is a massive movement to choke out any free society in the world. You know, they're having trouble in Europe. They're having trouble in France. They're having trouble over in England. This is all, if you live in a non-communist state or a non-communist country, this movement is to make you that. And it smacks and dab right up against the face of the Constitution. And we as Americans have a duty to protect our Constitution. We had Dr. Chris Ann Hall on last night, and she talked about the militia, and the militia is every man, woman in the country. Has a duty to protect themselves, their neighbors, their community, their town, their county, their state, and their country if need be. That's from all invaders, foreign or domestic, all types of terrorists. So this is our duty, folks. This is our duty to learn this stuff and to be able to know what's going on. So many people are just oblivious to what's going on in this country right now. But these organizations here in America that's in our 50 states are getting together as one in conjunction with their political allies, okay? And they got allies in both major parties. And their goal is to create mayhem, which may dwarf the violence and the destruction we have seen in our streets already, in our cities, and in our country so far for the last 4 months. They want to, I'm going to put this in air quotes, protest. But we've seen what the protests have done, right, Deb? We monitor this daily. We monitor daily. We watch every day. We watch every night. We keep an eye on things because we have people in the street. And our people are trying to help save those communities, and we have to watch for their safety and also to see what's going on so we can figure out what to do the next time we're in a situation. And according to the article, it appears the leaders of this coalition will be determined to find some pretext. Now, this is the article, to find some pretext. Envisioning President Trump contesting the election, okay, is one. Or refusing to leave after losing is two. And we've heard that a lot on the TV. We've heard that a lot on the TV. What are we going to do if he don't leave? What are we going to do if we don't leave? And we see it on the internet. We see that a lot. Or claiming victory before all the votes are counted. Now, this is interesting. They're doing this to ignite a spark spreading across the country, which will result in protests, civil unrest, and economic gridlock if they're gridlock, and their preferred if their candidate doesn't win, their preferred candidate. And I don't care if it's the Democrat candidate. I don't care if it would be the Republican candidate. If they was picking Donald Trump and it's saying if he didn't win, it would be just as wrong. It would be just as wrong, folks. I mean, there's no excuse for this lawlessness that we're seeing. And these billionaires, and we found more. There's more involved, more billionaires involved. They are backing this. You know, we've been saying all along, this has to be paid for. It's too organized. When you see, you know, $300,000 buses just lined up in hotel parking lots that have protesters getting off them, staying in nice hotels, and they're not working. How do you just walk off from your job and everything and not work and just stay in the streets forever? You're paid. You've got to be. And this is what's going on. And now we're bringing out the proof. We're bringing out the proof. We're telling you about it. And this is something we all have to dig our teeth into. And I want you to start listening to the names that we give you. Maybe tomorrow night when you tune in, have your pencil and paper down and write down a couple of the names or a couple of the organizations or a couple of the institutions, whatever we talk about. And do a little digging on your own, because I don't want you to take my word for it. I don't want you to take Deborah's word for it. Do you, Deborah? I mean, don't we want them to be able to look at it and see it for themselves? And that's why we're telling you tonight.
The problem,
right,
though,
that's
is
why
everyone's taking everybody at their word. People need to do their own homework. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I could be blowing wind up your skirt right now. You wouldn't know, okay? And I'm not going to tell you to turn me on like you do CNN and take my word, or turn me on like you do Fox and take my word, or turn me on like you do ABC, CBS, or any of the other stations and take their word. I want you to take what we give you, and I want you to go to your computer or use your cell phone, punch in these things. You know, tonight we've told you, look at Wikipedia about that Democracy Alliance, okay? That's one you can look up, Democracy Alliance. You get to see what we saw, okay? Just type in Democracy Alliance. So Wikipedia will come up if you type that in your address bar. We want you to look up, what was the Soros Foundation name? Open Society Foundation? I want you to look up the Open Society Foundation. That's another one we didn't actually name here tonight. And I want you to look up The Nation. because what we're giving you tonight is just a starter, something to put your teeth in to look at over the next 24 hours until we're back. And then when we're back, we'll give you some more. But tonight it's just a starter. I didn't want to just come on and just, you know, nail one place or one organization or one person, because I want you, first of all, to realize the size and the enormity of what we're looking at, what's at stake, and the type of dollars that's behind this, okay? And I want you to be able to, I want you to be able to realize the amount of just sheer groups out there that really detest our country, that really detest what America stands for, and that will do anything to break them down. we'll be talking in the next few days about how MoveOn.org, how they want to start. They're going to be like a multifaceted part of this organization of organizations. One of the things they're going to be doing is bringing the people out. That's their thing, you know, getting the people out, getting them in the streets, getting them riled up. You ever notice that when these peaceful protests turn to riots, people show up with megaphones. And when they start show up with the megaphones, it's usually around the evening, unless they're just standing out giving speeches. But the evening, they really start showing up with these megaphones. They get the crowds amped up, and that's when everybody gets into the mode of rioting, looting, stealing, burning, assaulting people and stuff like that. My gosh, I seen a picture today of a man that simply wanted to see the fireworks in D.C., and he was near the RNC when they were having their convention. And I don't know if it was the night that Rand Paul and them were confronted or not, but it was during that time period. And he went out to see the fireworks. And when he went out to see the fireworks, he was assaulted. This man, he looked to be 70 years old. He wasn't on any side of anything. He was just walking down the street. They surrounded him. They started assaulting him, telling him to leave, but blocking his way. We don't need this in America. That could have been your dad. It could have been your mother. It could have been your grandparents, your great-grandparents. We don't need this in our country. And we need to know who these players are. We need to know where the money's coming from. Now, Rand Paul, you know, he started saying after the night at the RNC with him and his wife and Dan Bongino and them all got trapped in, and some other people, I think Marsha Blackburn might have been one of them, where the people was harassing them, that all of a sudden he was interested in finding where the money come from. Well, my question is, where was Rand Paul's interest when the storekeeper was killed in front of his store and his wife was beaten with a 2x4? Where was his interest then? His interest should have been, where's this money coming from? Who's financing this? What's going on? Since before the inception of this organization, I've done been trying to figure this out, and I've got a good team with me now working with me, and I think we're going to get to the bottom of it, folks. I really do. It's not going to be an easy investigation. It's not going to be a short one, but I'm hoping that you're going to follow us. I'm hoping that you'll take these information that we give you and educate yourself on this, because I can tell you about it. And you can go watch a movie and you can forget it. But if you actually watch and listen and then go to your computers or go wherever you've got to go to get the information, then you actually retain that better. And that's what I'm hoping you'll do. In other news, I do want to give you some news tonight. On September 27th, Project Veritas came out with a video. And it showed an alleged member of Ilhan Omar's staff who was bragging about a ballot harvesting that he was doing. There was a member, Omar Jamal, a member of the Sheriff's Department, that secretly recorded the event. Veritas had some of it recorded, too. They get the absentee ballot. Now, this is according to the video, okay? This is not me telling you this is what happened. This is what happened according to the video. They get the absentee ballots, and people who work for Omar fill them out and send them in according to the alleged staff member or the on the video. He bragged about getting 300 ballots for Jamal Osman. The Minneapolis police, to our understanding, is investigating this issue now, okay? At 8:52 in that video that we watched, the DFL's, a lady says, Democratic Farmer Labor Party wants to win the state at all costs. Okay. Also, we had a second video that we've got saved now that originally aired on ABC News, on an ABC News outlet, showing a postal worker dumping trays of mail out of his delivery car into a dumpster. This is concerning, folks, because these all look like the same kind of envelope. And I don't know, because I haven't seen a mail-in ballot, but these all look like a uniform type of same envelope that he was dumping these trays of mail in. I didn't see, you know, usually a tray of mail will have different size envelopes and stuff in it, but these look like just rolls of the same thing. So it had to be a mass mailing of some sort. And I don't know if it was or not, but it's concerning. You know, it could have been, you know, it could have been those. It could have been somebody's checks. It could have been, I don't know what it could have been. But that's, I understand he's been fired, and I believe that's under investigation, too. Going back to the thing about Omar, though, Minnesota election state statute 203B.08 and 203B.11 prohibit collecting more ballots than three. You can only collect three ballots. This guy was bragging about collecting 300 in a day. And on a federal statute, anyone who votes for others illegally, this is the federal law. It's 52 USC section 10307E. It's punishable by up to 5 years in prison and a $10,000 fine. Now, the Project Veritas video was put out by them on September 27th of this year. And in less than 24 hours, it already had 1,067,692 views. People are learning about this. So chances are, if you haven't heard about it, one of your neighbors or one of your friends have. They had a second video that shows another alleged Omar worker paying $200 pocket money. He delivered the guy a thing to send down to get his mail-in ballot, and he's talked him into letting him come back and get the ballot blank. And he said, just let me know when your ballot comes so I can pick it up. And he said, oh, by the way, here's $200 walking around money. That, my friend, if that is true, if that is true, and we can't say it is because, you know, we'll have to wait until the officials get done with the investigation. I understand the Minneapolis police is checking into it. I'm hoping the county prosecutor will check into it. I'm hoping the state attorney general and attorney general of the United States will look into it. I know he's being asked by a representative from Minneapolis. I mean, from not Minneapolis, Minnesota, right? This representative from up there in Minnesota, he is asking for the attorney general to look into this. It does warrant looking into a lot of the things that have been brought out by Veritas, even though they are a right-leaning thing. They tend to target the people on the left. A lot of what they've brought out has come to the light and has been proven. So we need to watch. We need to watch, folks, and see how this comes. We'll be watching, and we're going to see what happens, what comes out of the situation. And we will report whatever we find from the actions of the government officials, who hopefully will investigate the issue further. And with that, I mean, there's not a whole lot more I can say about that. But We did have one other piece of breaking news here, and I want to get back to it because it was in my notes kind of in a weird place. I almost started to read it earlier. Where do they go, Deborah? Okay, here it is. The director of National Intelligence today declassified and released documents and sent a letter to Senator Lindsey Graham. It was concerning the Russian collusion. Now, this was an interesting letter. And in that letter, he said that the Russian collusion narrative was, not may have been, but was concocted by Hillary Clinton to destroy, to distract people from the email scandal. If you remember the bleach pit and the hammers and destruction and what was it, 31, 32 FBI people just happened to all lose their files at once on different phones. And to try to harm the Trump campaign. This come from the Director of National Intelligence. If that's true, then this is a sad, sad state. We've been looking at this and we've been hearing about this for years now. Four years? What do you think about all this, Debbie? What do you think about what's going on with these news releases and also what's going on, what we've been talking about? Because I haven't given you time to talk tonight.
It's okay. You're doing very well. I appreciate you carrying the ball. You know, she also wanted to harm Donald Trump. It was an effort to harm Donald Trump. So, you know, everything that I see, this is my opinion. Whenever I see wrongdoing, people doing things that are sharp practices or have nefarious, egregious intent, usually there's multi-faceted, multi-purpose agendas. And this is no different with Hillary. She's still very much in center stage. I remember reading something that was nonpartisan, that she's excited about taking a position in the Joe Biden administration, if that were to happen. And she's very much had an effort to harm Donald Trump, at the same time distracting email scandal which went on to go to the FBI for investigation. I remember reading a report late in the game after the Mueller report came out, and that kind of fell flat and cost everybody $35 to $50 million of wasted taxpayer money. The FBI, one of the gentlemen, I would have to dig it up to give you an exact, and I don't want to misspeak, but something to the effect, and I'll paraphrase, that the FBI investigator said it was the emails were so horrifically horrid, and I don't know what that meant. I think there was one reference to maybe Pizzagate. They were so awful, the things mentioned in these emails, he couldn't even stomach telling about it. And he didn't ever want to talk about it. And that's what I've got to say about that. There's a lot going on that's coming out right before this November 3rd D-Day. And I call it a D-Day because just the article, we didn't even get into the article, one of the articles that was written by The Nation that was very telling about what they have planned for our country. And by the way, I just want to make a note to you, Bill, or a shout out to you, that in the article, one of the articles, it mentioned about mail-in, since you brought up mail-in ballots, it brought up that the nasty people that are going to mess up the mail-in ballots, the fear is that the mail-in votes are going to be tabulated weeks after the election, and that's going to cause lawsuits and candidate campaign hangups, and it could be ripe for President Trump to create maximum mayhem, which will cause these groups to get to the streets and raise holy hell. Now, the problem is
they said they're
going to
fight like hell.
Yeah, they're going to fight like
hell. If you remember.
Yes, and by the way, Bill, wasn't it the Trump administration that wanted to keep it just to the five states that have been administering absentee ballots for many years, and they've been doing a good job at it, but no mass mailing? So now this big group, Soros backed, that's gigantic worldwide, foreign players, Canadian players, they're very upset that the mail-in ballots are going to cause delays and they're not going to be able to count them properly. Then why did you push for them? Wait a minute, where's the incongruency here? Everywhere.
Well, if you look at the picture, though, they also said in there that they were pushing for the ballots, okay? And then they say, you know, if the ballots aren't counted and or whatever, then they're going to raise hell. And this is like we're going to do something to cause something. This is all a trigger thing. That's why they have been pushing this narrative that, oh, Trump won't leave the White House. You know, we're going to have him removed. They've contacted General Milley. And told him, you know, if he don't leave the White House, it's your duty to get him out. I mean, we've seen that. We've seen, and they're doing all this thing. It's like they're painting a picture, and they're getting, you know, and I don't mean to insult anybody, but Dr. Hall used the term last night. She said educated ignorance. And what that is you're conditioned in the universities to believe what you're told. You're conditioned in the universities not to question what you're told. I went back to college at 32 years old back in 1992. And, you know, the professors, their word was God, and you weren't supposed to challenge it. I did a lot. And I don't know how I managed an A average, you know, the whole time I was in there, but I challenged them a whole lot because the things they were teaching I felt were wrong. And some of it had to do with history. Some of it had to do with politics. Some of it had to do with communism. Some of it had to do with religion. And those are four things that I'm very, very opinionated on personally. And, especially my faith. And when you knock down my scripture and you try to twist my scripture, I have problems. And so I was in confrontation a lot with professors. And I even had a professor tell me one time he was going to fail me. I might as well go drop it on the last day I had dropped. He says, I'll fail you. He says, I don't care what you, if your answers are right or whatever. He said, I'm still going to give you an F. And I smiled at him. And I said, you know what? I can afford the cost of the class. And I said, I can afford the hit on my grade point. I said, because my grades are so high, I'll still have an A. And I said, I'm going to stay here because you lied on the syllabus what this class is about. And so I took, you know, the cost of a whole semester of class. I lost that, or I was willing to lose that. It ended up I did, and I'll tell you about that. But, you know, I was willing to stand up and make a point because I believed in something. And people, you got to start believing in something or you're going to fall for anything. And that's why we're trying to lay this stuff out so clearly for you as we go. Tonight's just a kind of a thing to get your mouth watering and get you really interested in wanting to be a part of finding out the truth. Tomorrow night, we're going to come out with more. We're going to come out with some names. We're going to give you some ties to associations, stuff like that. Our team's working as we speak. Are they not, Debbie? They're working as we speak.
Yep.
Trying to gain more information. When we get off the air, we're going to go back here in about 10 and a half minutes, and we're going to go back to work. And we work like this every day. We work like this during the day. We work like this sometimes 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. We have worked all night right into the next day and showtime, and then work after showtime again. So, I mean, we dig. And what we're trying to do is bring out the facts. And what you do with these facts once we get done with them is going to be up to you. But you have to know, and that's what tonight was about, letting you know that this is a big, concentrated effort by a whole lot of grassroots organizations that do not like the way of life that we've lived for over 244 years in this country. And with that, I mean, you've got to decide, do you want to live free? Do you want to live under a communist rule? Do you want to live under a socialist rule, which always turns to communism? Do you want Marxist in power in our country? Because right now they're using the political parties on both sides, and they think that they're going to have a place at the table when this is all done. But these are total chaos people. These are not even anarchists. These are total chaos. They are creating anarchy. Some people, you know, there's good forms of anarchy. There is no good in this when people are killed, murdered, beaten. Their livelihoods are destroyed. Their homes are destroyed. Their vehicles are destroyed. If this keeps up and people don't start standing up, if communities don't start getting together, you're not going to have a job to go to. You're not going to have a car to get there in. You're not going to be able to go to a job because it's going to be burnt down or destroyed. There's not going to be another job to go to because everything's going to be destroyed. You're not going to be able to go to the groceries. I watched a lady back when this started up in D.C. crying because they destroyed her whole neighborhood. I don't know if you saw that, Deb. She said, every place I shop, she said, I can't go to because it's destroyed. And the buses won't run in this area because of the violence. So I can't even get groceries. Do you remember that? We're having trouble hearing you, Deborah. Deborah's having some trouble with her microphone, evidently. I remember this. And just this past week, Transit Authority of River City, the bus line for Louisville, Kentucky, people could not go to the store and get their food. They could not go to the store and get other needed items. They couldn't get to a drugstore. They couldn't get to doctors if they had a doctor who was open on Saturday. And they couldn't get to work for Saturday and Sunday and because the bus services just shut down. They said, we're not taking our buses out in this. You know, it's not safe for our buses. It's not safe for our drivers. And it's surely not safe for our passengers. Are we ready to live in a world like that where if a group, any group, conservative or liberal group, besides they don't get their way, they're going to be this destructive and they're going to kill people and they're going to harm people. My God, people, you might not know this, but yesterday we found out that they had a $30,000 bounty on police officers. We found this out through a Louisville town hall meeting. They had arrested somebody who admitted this, okay? This is why these money people are so important knowing who they are. You know, they can hide behind the guise of philanthropy, but when you're paying bounty to kill peace officers, when you're paying bounty to kill people in patriot groups that are just trying to help the police, then something's wrong. I mean, when we go in to help the police, we have to pull our license tags, we have to pull our VIN numbers, because if they get our license tag or our VIN number, they come to our house. Yeah, they come to our house to hunt us down. And so we have to do these things, and we're doing it to protect you. And, you know, we need more people to stand with us. We need more people to stand with other patriot groups. We're not the only one in the country. We'd love to have you, but, I mean, if you're standing with somebody, we'll be standing together because we're working with every good patriot group that we can get our hands on. We've made ties with two more this past weekend on Saturday. We made ties the week before with another one way up in the north and west, not as far west as north from here, but, I mean, up in the northwest. And we've made groups, contacts with groups around the country. We're not standing in this alone, but we're trying to get to where we can be as many places as we can. We not only want to do this, we want to be there when the national disasters come. We've had members that, I don't know if I said this earlier, that have been up in Oregon getting people out of the fires. We've had people in Florida getting people out of the floods, and we've had people that's went down to Alabama to help with people's houses. And we're very proud of those people. We're very proud of those people. And we want to be able to do that in every neighborhood across the country. And we want to be able to provide needed necessities for you and when you're on hard times. And the only way we can do that is with your help. So if you can jump in here and help us, if you can jump in and join us. And listen, if you can't get out in the street or you're afraid to go out in the street, but you can do clerical work, we've got plenty of work. We've got work. You know, we can use handicapped people in a wheelchair that's got computer skills, or they can pick up the phone and call people. You could get a job with us, a volunteer job, just simply picking up the phone and calling somebody. So, I mean, there's jobs out here in this organization that needs to be done, and we need people of all walks of life to do them. We need tech people. We need IT people bad. We've got one, but we need more. We need all kinds of things to help us counteract this growing group of people that's set on overturning our country and the world, the free world. And there, my God, there's high dollar. There's finance companies and everything behind this. I mean, we've seen them, didn't we, Deborah?
They're organized. I got to say, you know, you spoke. I know we don't have a lot of time, and I don't want to spend a lot of time on it. But I want to make a point that, once again, Winston Churchill said about the Nazis that each one hopes that he feeds the crocodile and that the crocodile would eat him last. And there's another gentleman that I've been following for 30 years, and I won't mention him, but he has a beautiful analogy of how this thing works with this huge group, this huge motherboard group, this mother parent company or organization that's funding all of these smaller groups, and they're spread out so vast and under so many umbrellas that you really can't get to anyone and say, hey, let's shut them down or let's control it or let's stop them. And what they do is problem, reaction, solution, create a problem, get a reaction, and then find the solution. I think that Mellon Ballard story you told us was intriguing, and I hope you touch on it when we have more time tomorrow. And I know a lot of people are watching the debates, so we might grab that as well, Bill. So that's all I got for today. Yeah.
Okay. Well, folks, I appreciate you listening tonight. We gave you a little bit of information, but we gave you a lot. We showed you the size of the organizations that's working against our republic. We showed you at least one person that's behind the large part of it. We showed you two of them that are donors on this, and we will be giving you more. I was asked a long time ago if I knew where the money was going and stuff, how come I didn't just come out and say it? Well, the thing is the way I got it, I couldn't get it on paper. I couldn't get it on documents. But now we have found the documents, and now we are bringing it out. And I pray that you will listen, you will share this broadcast, you will share the future broadcast when you see the notices on them. Please go down the page to the description part of the show. There's a YouTube link on there where you can link to me on YouTube. And I'm also doing live videos on Facebook. Pat Freedom is doing the videos for me. And you can go on Pat Freedom's page and you'll see my live videos there. So please go that way. It's Pat Freedom in London, Kentucky. And you can also go to Citizens Against Terrorism on Facebook. Even if you don't join the page, you can view the page. You can see the videos. But if you sign up for the YouTube link, you will get the fast-breaking news, because we're going to be so tied up on this, we're going to have to do news breaks to do the part that we normally do on the show so that we can make time for this, because this is utmost importance for our nation right now. And I thank you for listening. I thank you for your desire, if you have one, to save our country. And with that, I'm going to say God bless you all. God bless you, Deborah, and God bless the United States of America. Until we see you again tomorrow night, this will be the end of our broadcast.